Oh, you had best be joking, detective. How dare you accuse me of such blatant, frivolous lies?
Will, is it true? Did you kill him?
Of course not, darling. The detective has lost his damn mind and has overstepped his bounds.
I don't think so, Colonel. The evidence is pretty damning.
What evidence, you babbling wench?
Since you asked so nicely, we have means. You had enough money to purchase cyanide and keep it hush-hush. We have opportunity. You were in the room, Colonel. And you were the last person to see Mr. Black alive.
That doesn't explain why I killed him, Sergeant.
No. How about the fact that 6 witnesses will testify they heard you fighting with the victim moments before his demise? How about the fact the victim was married to the woman you love and caused her harm by cheating on her? You have plenty of motive, Colonel.
No, you have nothing. You can't do this to me. I'm a decorated military veteran. I'm innocent. This shall not stand, I tell you.
William Mustard, you're under arrest for the murder of James Black.
Oh. This isn't over, Detective. You'll rue the day you made this most grievous error in judgment. By God, I swear it.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney.
The evidence against the colonel was indeed strong, but so was his bank account. Though you had means and opportunity, Colonel Mustard was able to assemble a team of lawyers to poke holes in the motive you'd established. They argued that he had no current reason to be jealous of the victim, seeing as how he was in a relationship with his ex-wife at the time of Mr. Black's death. The jury deliberated for days, but was unable to reach a verdict. The judge ruled a mistrial, and the charges against Colonel Mustard were dropped. Thereafter, the colonel filed a lawsuit against your police precinct for slander and defamation of character. You were promptly fired. Allison stayed with you and helped you find another job, but the pain and humiliation you'd sustained could never be healed. You'd spend the rest of your life a failure and a joke in the eyes of your former law enforcement friends. And the killer, whoever it was, walked the streets victorious.